Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Peyton Jones guides us through the Old Testament book of Leviticus. Now to Pastor Peyton.
Leviticus chapter 12 today on Through the Word, and it's time to pop out some babies. Chapter 12 is all about what to do when it's baby popping time. Verse 1 through 4 is about what to do when a male child pops out. Verse 5 covers when a little princess is born into the world, and verse 6 to the end of the chapter regards what sacrifices need to be offered. Remember that we're talking about what's clean and unclean, and because there's a lot of goop, blood, and mess when a baby's born, you probably guessed by now that that might be considered unclean, and you'd be right. Every time a baby was born, three things needed to happen. Number one, purification. Number two, circumcision, but only if it was a male for obvious reasons. And thirdly, sacrifice. Now, there was nothing to indicate that it's sinful to have a baby, but there is a lot of blood involved during and after childbirth, and God is trying to teach them something. What we'll see in a minute. Verse 1 reads, "The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the people of Israel, saying, If a woman conceives and bears a male child, then she shall be unclean 7 days. As at the time of her menstruation, she shall be unclean, and on the 8th day the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. Then she shall continue 33 days in the blood of her purifying. She shall not touch anything holy, nor come into the sanctuary until the days of her purifying are complete." These verses tell the Hebrews that after a baby is born, there needs to be a time of purification where the mother is isolated for 7 days away from everyone else. Now, this wasn't a bad idea health-wise. Both babies and the mothers were prone to infection and death early on in childbirth. Even today, we're protective about babies when they're first born because their immunity typically doesn't kick in until they're about 6 weeks old. After the purification, for boys, it was time to circumcise them. Not fun. Now, I'm probably one of the only preachers out there who's actually circumcised a baby. But don't worry, it was in the hospital, and it was standard practice. It didn't involve a knife, so I've got no mad skills there. But a special contraption that I probably won't go into today. Needless to say, it's not something I want to do again anytime soon. Just a helpful thing to have on my resume, just in case. In fact, circumcising a baby boy has such great health benefits, it actually reduces health risks such as cervical cancer in the female partner of a circumcised male 60%, and them aren't bad odds. So when they give birth to a male, there's 30 days of purification that begins after the 8th day when the baby's circumcised. Therefore, 38 days in total, mommy has to be in quarantine. Let's give mad props to our moms for a second. They went through a lot for us. Verse 5 has to do with girls. "But if she bears a female child, then she shall be unclean 2 weeks, as in her menstruation, and she shall continue in the blood of her purifying 66 days. Now, the feminists among you are starting to wonder, "Hey, pal, hold on a second there. How come it's almost double for the little girls?" As a father of 2 little girls, I'd say it's because girls are special. But they didn't necessarily see it that way back then. In fact, we're never actually told why. But here's a couple of theories. After the fall, God said that it was going to be more difficult to bring children into the world. To bring a male in is difficult and painful and requires a time of being set apart. But to bring a girl into the world, one who actually isn't just a sinner, but a baby-making machine, aka a sinner factory, might actually be more difficult and require more purification, not because they are evil, but simply because of the symbolism involved. And remember that we're talking about symbolism here. God made them male and female, and they each have value. Children themselves are spoken about as being a blessing from the Lord. So God is not saying that children are a curse. This is a symbol for us to remember our sinful condition and our desperate need of the Savior. We get a sense of this when we look at the different kinds of sacrifices offered. Verse 6 tells us that there's a sin offering, which, if you remember, is because we are sinners. Also, we're told there's a burnt offering, which, again, is for dedication. These sacrifices are offered because that baby is going to grow up into a full-blown sinner. and also because he's never going to be fully dedicated to God. Therefore, a sacrifice must be dedicated to God on his or her behalf. We should always see children as a blessing no matter what. In fact, that's how the Bible talks about them. Having children is seen as synonymous with the blessing of God. Even though they're sinners, God loves them dearly and says, "Let the little children come to me." God is always looking to save every baby born on planet Earth because he loves them and gave his son for them. Therefore, when a baby's born, don't focus on the fact that it's a sinner. Focus on the fact that it's another opportunity for God to show his incredible grace through the sacrifice that Jesus made for each and every one of us. Read Leviticus chapter 12 today, and as you do, I pray that you would hear the voice of Jesus saying, "My little child, come to me."
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing.